President Bush is back here in Washington after an abbreviated trip to China and the summit of Pacific Rim nations in Shanghai. One of the last items on the president's schedule before leaving for home is a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin, where international terrorism and missile defense were high on the agenda. Putin will travel to the United States next month to continue the discussions. Reporter Anthony Kuhn is in Beijing. The September 11th terrorist attacks seem to have brought the U.S. and Russia closer together.
Yes, well, the Bush administration was clearly pleased about the endorsement it got from the APEC meeting. The strongest part of that endorsement, first of all, was the statement that APEC issued condemning terrorism roundly and calling for the suppression of terrorism according to the UN Charter and more international cooperation against terrorism. Russian President Putin's remarks that the U.S. strikes were measured and adequate were the strongest endorsement that came out of this. President Bush was clearly very happy about that. Of course, he was expecting a range of reactions to the U.S. actions in Afghanistan, and clearly APEC member states that are predominantly Muslim, including Indonesia and Malaysia, were more reticent, and they called for an end to the strikes. But it's also important to remember that there's been a lot of friction between the U.S. and China over the past year. Clearly, the APEC meeting added a very important common cause, which will improve relations between Beijing and Washington. China called for clear targets in the strikes against Afghanistan and called for minimizing civilian casualties, but they also promised to share intelligence. They offered aid to Afghan refugees in Pakistan, and also they're going to be having exchanges among counterterrorism experts with the U.S.
China had hoped the summit would focus on economic matters, but it doesn't appear that happened.
It clearly was overshadowed by the terrorist issue. However, they did make a lot of progress in economic issues, particularly interdicting the flow of capital to terrorist organizations. The member states also pledged to work to beef up international airport security and cooperation among customs authorities. And I think it's also very important to remember that for China, APEC has been something of a dress rehearsal for the World Trade Organization. APEC is the first organization that China has entered into that promotes free trade, transparency of rules, and streamlining of its bureaucracy. And I think China's successful participation has gone a long way to convincing Chinese leaders that membership in WTO is workable.
So how did the summit go as a showcase for China?
President Bush was clearly impressed with the city of Shanghai, which is now has a gleaming new facade. But I think all the light that was shed on China turned up more than China was perhaps ready for. For example, President Jiang Zemin was given a question whether he would retire next year, and that was clearly not something he was ready to answer straight away. Things with Taiwan were a little bit difficult. The mainland and Taiwan could not agree on which official would be invited to participate in APEC, so Taiwan was completely absent from the meeting. And also, a very interesting gesture on China's part was to unblock internet access to foreign media sites. But that only lasted as long as APEC went on, and as soon as the meeting concluded, the blocks were on and people could not see international media sites on the web.
An American engineer went on trial today in Beijing on charges of obtaining state secrets. What do you know about that?
Well, as far as we understand, that trial is in court today and should be wrapping up very soon. Mr. Fong is a 66-year-old consultant and power expert from New Jersey who was accused of bribing an official of China's State Power Corporation to obtain several dozen state secrets. And according to Mr. Fong's lawyer, those secrets were declared secrets after the fact, and he has been held in excess of Chinese legal limits on detention. What we expect in this case is that because he is an American citizen, it is very likely that he'll be given a guilty verdict, that he will be reported by the Chinese media to have confessed his crimes, and then expelled from the country.
Reporter Anthony Kuhn in Beijing.